I'm Julian Warwicker. Thank you for downloading this You and Yours podcast. If you require our terms of use, please visit our website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/you and yours. Now, you may have heard a BBC Scotland report this morning that the Danish government is paying compensation to some women with breast cancer. The theory is that they contracted the disease after working years of night shifts. So what's the evidence and what might be the impact, if any, on long-term night shift workers here? Well, Carolyn Atkinson has more. Carolyn.
Well, all of this came about because of a decision by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. They're called IARC and they're part of the World Health Organization. Now, IARC categorizes cancer risks of all sorts of things. And following research published in The Lancet in 2007, it decided that night shifts are a probable cause of breast cancer. So they're included in a category called 2A, which is a list of probable causes of cancer, along with all sorts of other probable causes like solvents. Now, in Denmark, they have something called a workers' compensation fund, and people can claim for compensation for occupational diseases as well as accidents if they're listed under this category 2A. So over the past year or so, 38 women have had payouts of between £6,000 and £125,000. Now, in total, 70 people applied, and some of them, of course, failed. And those that failed did so because, for example, they'd only done limited night shifts, or perhaps, for example, they had a family history of breast cancer. So the key question is, how do night shifts increase your risk of breast cancer? Well, some of the research that helped persuade IARC was done by Johnny Hansen. He's from the Danish Cancer Society, and he says it's all to do with the hormone melatonin.
Our theory is that when you work during the night and come later to bed, you are exposed to light during the eyes, and when you're exposed to light, you produce less of a hormone called melatonin. And it seems like that this hormone protects you against especially breast cancer.
And so the theory goes, if you don't get enough sleep in the dark, you could increase your risk.
Yeah, but it's not directly related to the sleep, it's related to the exposure to light.
And interestingly, Johnny Hansen says it actually takes a week for the body to readjust itself. So just by sleeping the next day after a night shift, for example, that won't actually get you back to square one.
Well, let's have a word with Dr. Kat Arney from Cancer Research UK. Good afternoon.
Hello.
This research talks about a probable cause, as Carolyn was outlining. How sure are we that night shifts increase one's risk of breast cancer?
Well, for breast cancer risk, there is some evidence, and we can't say absolutely 100% yes, because a lot of the studies that have been done, there's a lot of things that we call confounding factors. So, for example, many of the studies that have found an increase in risk haven't corrected for things like lifestyle factors, alcohol consumption, patterns of childbirth, having children later in life, those kinds of things. So a couple of studies have shown a correlation between working night shifts, particularly over a long time. We're not talking doing a few shifts. We're talking over 10, 20, 30 years of consistent night shifts. The evidence, as IARC has said, is probable that it increases the risk of cancer in humans, but it's not absolutely 100% sure. And we don't know, say, compared to other lifestyle factors, what percentage increase in risk this might be.
No, but you would still presumably point to other lifestyle factors that we are very familiar with and say they are massively more significant, and there are studies to back that up.
There's certainly more studies for other lifestyle factors, like the role of hormones, the role of alcohol and obesity and things like that. What we really need to see is a better study on shift patterns and breast cancer, and that's something that I think the Health and Safety Executive is working on at the moment.
And presumably not just breast cancer. I mean, I'm reading an email here from Luke, who got in touch at the start of the programme when he heard what we were going to talk about, and he says, I spent several decades doing night shifts for 6 winter months of every year, and I just wonder whether that might have contributed to my rather troubled later health, including leukaemia, he says. Has there been any research into any male problems in this area?
And there have been studies looking at other types of cancer. I mean, in the male case, particularly things like prostate cancer, and they haven't really found any kind of strong link. They certainly haven't been conclusive. And the reason that it's focused on breast cancer is because that's where the evidence is the strongest. And cancer is a common disease. overall it affects one in three people in the UK. So it's very difficult to pin it down and say it must be due to night shifts. It could be due to many things, could be due to lifestyle factors, or it could just be down to bad luck or your genes as well.
And just picking up on something else that Johnny Hansen said, what's the evidence with regards to the influence that our exposure to light and dark has on our propensity to have cancer?
There's a sort of a chain that we can follow here, in that we know that, so there's some evidence that this working night shifts increases your risk of breast cancer. We know from things like lab studies that melatonin is very important and is probably linked to cancer. What we don't have is that definitive link that says, if you work night shifts, you mess up your melatonin and it is causing cancer in this way. There's sort of a missing link there that we don't really have, and we're only going to be able to answer that with some more research into it. So it's certainly something that we do need to investigate. It's something that the Health and Safety Executive is taking seriously, and it's something that Cancer Research UK is very interested in seeing what people have to say about it and looking at future research, definitely.
Because our modern lifestyles, I mean, they determine that we are exposed to far more light than we used to be, by definition, aren't we?
Absolutely. Just recreational light at night, watching the telly, turning the lights on, going out late, street lights, all these kind of things are exposing us to light that, in evolutionary terms, we're not used to expecting at that kind of time of day, or night, rather. It's certainly, it may be impacting on our risk of cancer, but it's really not clear how and how much.
Mm. Carolyn is still here. What news for British workers worried about possible problems here, Carolyn?
Well, as Dr. Arnie said, the Health and Safety Executive have been looking at this issue. Way back in 2002, they started looking at it, and they've commissioned a research which is expected to report back by about 2011. But so far, they consider fatigue to be the biggest risk of doing shift work, and they don't say that any immediate changes are needed. In Holland, one of their trade unions there is reported to be asking their members who've contracted breast cancer and who've done at least 10 years of night shifts to contact them, because they're trying to bring a legal case there.
Carolyn, thank you, and thanks as well to Dr. Kat Arnie from Cancer Research UK. And just to say, this will be available as today's health podcast if you go to the website.